Good evening, Dr. Kay, Dr. Bruno, board members, student board members, colleagues, and community members. My name is Christina Kellum, and I'm here representing the Glen Allen Education Association. This election season, there is a referendum on the ballot to help support our students. The teachers' union fully supports this referendum. We support saying yes to this referendum means that you're helping to encourage smaller class sizes, ensuring that all of our students get the individual attention that they deserve. It will allow us to create a full-day kindergarten program, and it will allow us to continue to build innovative opportunities for our students. Every student deserves access to a high-quality public education, and voting in favor of this referendum will ensure our students are taken care of for years to come. So thank you very much for voting tomorrow.
Thank you. Mrs. Love?
Hello, my name is Shahana Kumari, and I'm here to kind of inform you about Iran. I don't know if you guys heard about the news in Iran and what's going on. There's a lot of misinformation, so I wanted our community to know what's going on in Iran. It is where my country is from. I mean, where I am from is my country. I actually was born in America because of the revolution of 79 when my mom was pregnant 5 months with me in her stomach, and she had to fled Iran because of the revolution, and that's how I was born in California. One of the things that made me come up here is that a faculty member of D41 said that all she knew about the Middle East, which is several countries, not just Iran, was what she learned on a TV series called Shaw of the Sunset. I don't know if many of you watched that. I've never watched it, but it's basically Keeping Up with the Kardashians meets Jersey Shore. And it's just not representation of me or my country or my religion or my culture. And I was very, very appalled and shocked that that's all she knew about the whole region of the Middle East. So I'm here to say that there's a revolution going on in Iran, and everybody is fighting for their freedom, just like we are here. It's the people are not the government. The government has become something that is beyond the control of people, and people are out there protesting, saying that we want to have our own rights to education, to freedom, to wear what we want to wear, whether we want to cover ourselves or not, whether we want to practice a certain religion or not, freedom of speech. People have been murdered because they sang a song that said anything against the government, but it was just saying, hey, we want freedom for the people who are less fortunate, people who are, you know, don't have a voice, and people who just want to, you know, live a normal life. And he was arrested and detained. There are several children in high school age that are protesting, most of them women. This is the first woman-led revolution that's been ever there, and it's progressing. Millions of people in Iran have protested. Millions of people around the world have protested. I ask that you guys, you know, learn about Iran and the culture and the people, because they are beautiful, they are kind, they are loving. The government has destroyed a lot of spirits in these women. Young as 15, 13, they're being shot by bird bullets,
30 seconds.
Killed and murdered. So I really, really appreciate if you guys would just learn about Iran. It's not, the government is not the people. They call it Islamic Republic, but it's not Islam. I want you guys to know, because Islam is a beautiful country. I mean, it's a beautiful religion that appreciates and respects women. It is not one that oppresses. It gives you the choice to wear a hijab or not wear a hijab. It does not tell you how to live your life. Islam is beautiful. Please educate yourself before you speak to anyone in my culture or religion, because it's heartbreaking when you guys don't know about us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Love?
That's all.
Thank you.